that talked about the real cost of education at Harvard versus the real cost of education in Illinois. Illinois doesn't come out very well, because the vast majority of students at Harvard do not pay the full sticker price, whereas a good half of our students really do. And we really do want to make sure that all of our financial aid that we already have is given out to the students with the greatest need and the greatest merit. And so we're working on the coordination of that, and I think we're getting better all the time. If we were to go on to faculty and scholarship of our faculty, if you give me the first slide, please. What you can see is that if you look at the number of tenure system faculty across the years, you know that the budget cuts took place around 2007, 2008, and 2009, and you can see that we have had a decrease in the number of tenure track faculty. So what has happened is that when tenure track faculty have either left or have retired, we have not necessarily replaced them. So you can see a gradual decrease. Over the next few years, because of the Visioning Future Excellence and the outcomes of that, we will be recruiting new faculty to replace some of these, but we will be doing it strategically and in focused areas, so that just because a faculty member retired in a certain area, if there's not student demand, or if there's not the critical mass, we may not be hiring in that specific area. We may be hiring in an area of one of the six areas that we have identified as the grand challenges, the grand societal challenges. So in some senses, in a strange way, this is an opportunity for us. Can I have the next slide? Here's the percent of tenure track faculty in underrepresented groups. And what you can see is that there's a gradual increase here. We are very proud of the fact that this last year in our recruitment, 21% of our new recruited faculty are faculty from underrepresented groups. So we are making some progress there. And I think that is because of the TOPS program, which I talked about yesterday, and also other programs to try and recruit underrepresented faculty. The next slide, please. Here is the National Academy memberships, and you can see we are under our peers. There are probably a couple of reasons for this. One is that we have never had a coordinated program of nominating our faculty. And places like Stanford and Harvard have groups of people who all they do is work on nominations of faculty for national academies and for international and national awards. Provost Adesina is putting in place a group to do that, and so we are going to have many more nominations going in than we ever have had before. We have really highly qualified faculty, just haven't done a good job of that. Second thing is that, in general, many universities with medical schools have a large number of faculty, particularly in the Institute of Medicine, for example, and in the National Academies. We don't have that kind of pool. But I'm really proud to say that this last month, we had two members of our College of Engineering elected into the National Academy of Engineering, the highest academy in that arena. So we're very proud of Wang Cho Chu and also Thomas Overby. So we're getting there. Student faculty ratios. What you can see here again is this is not where we want to be. This is one where you want the column to be smaller, not bigger. You know, the decrease in numbers of faculty has repercussions, and it is that the student-faculty ratio suffers. And so we've got to work on that. Can I have the next slide, please? Here is the number of undergraduate classes with fewer than 20. This is an important number to track because it's one of the measures that's measured in our rankings for U.S. News and World Report. And even though we don't chase statistics and rankings, we certainly pay attention to them. We've made a concerted effort to increase the number of classes with students under 20 by teaching more sections in some of these areas, and in having instructors help us out with the teaching in these areas. So what you can see is there is an increase in the number of undergraduate sections with students under 20. Can I have the next slide, please? This is over 50. This is another statistic kept track of by U.S. News and World Report, and what you can see is we are right at the median. Again, we're trying very hard to improve the quality of the classroom experience with our students and working very hard at that.
So Phyllis, this slide is, or the data in here is used for the many of the ranking systems. And I